We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the obligation of parents or a father to teach his son Torah. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Tinik Ben Hei Shana L'Mikra, a child when he's 5 years old should start learning Chumash, Ben Esa Shana L'Mishnah when he's 10 he should start learning Mishnayos, when he's 15, he should start learning Gemara. And the morale actually says that the proper way of learning is that first a child should learn all of Tanakh until he's proficient, and then he should start learning Mishnayos, all Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and afterwards he should start learning Gemara. And actually, that is the opinion of the Shulah as well. The Aruch HaShulchan in Yerudeyah Simen Resh Memhei Sif Katan Yud Gimel says that the number 5 years old that we're discussing is because in those days, they didn't have printed chumashim with nekudas like we have nowadays, and therefore learning Tanakh took much more time. And moreover, Mishnayos were learned bal peh, which also obviously takes much longer to learn. Nowadays, he says, when we have printed svarim chumashim and printed chumashim and Mishnayos, the number 5 years is not necessarily required. Moreover, I saw that there are two minhagim in how to learn Chumash. In many yeshivas, they learn from the beginning of Bereishis. They go parasha to parasha to parasha and learn all Chamishi Chumash Torah. And in other yeshivas, they learn every week the parashas HaShavua of that week. And it seems, based on the way we're learning now, certainly you have an obligation, the way we learned in our sugya as well. According to our Gemara, the primary obligation of a parent, of a father, is to teach your son Chumash. So how could you not teach your son all of Chamishi Chumash Torah? So the Shach explains why don't we teach our children all of Tanakh. So he relies on what Rabbeinu Tam says in our sugya. In our Gemara, it says, Loilam Yashlam Adam Shnoisof, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Gemara. And the Rebbe Tam says we don't spend our days learning a third Chumash, a third Mishnayos, and a third Gemara, because we learn Talmud Bavli, and Talmud Bavli is Bolo Mikol. In Talmud Bavli we have Chumash, we have Mishnayos, we have Gemara. So therefore, just like we rely on the fact that we learn Talmud Bavli, similarly when we teach our children Gemara Talmud Bavli, we have the exact same heter for not teaching them Chumash, because they're going to learn the Chumash from learning the Gemara. The Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Tof Yud Tes said, however, if somebody didn't teach his son Torah Shebiksav, as Yeda Likra B'Sefer Torah V'Yavim Pirush Aksuvim Kipshotim, until he's totally familiar with the Chamishi Chumash Torah, he's mevatel the mitzvah to say of a father teaching his son Torah. And as we quoted the Meiri in our previous year, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the same, teaching Torah Shebiksav means Lelamdoi kol hadinim hayoytz mitarsh b'ksav tamea. To really have a good understanding of all of Torah Shebiksav. But as we also quoted in our previous year, that even though a father doesn't have an obligation, the same level of obligation we quoted, to teach his son Gemara, Mishnayis, as he does to teach his son Chumash, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says he has to teach him Gemara at sheyomdeinu hate the beroyvim akaymus v'sugis amukayus. He has to be proficient in a good portion of Shas. V'yamidenu al in halacha shiuchal lumed ba'atzmai halach lemaisa shazal ikra. So the father has to put his son on a path that he should know how to learn, how to know what to do halach lemaisa, and figure it out on his own. The Shulchan Aruch and the Chazon Ish says that we have to look at every child according to his abilities. But if you have a child that has the ability, you have to make sure that he has to be able to learn as much as he can. So now the question that comes up is this obligation of a father to teach his son Torah. Could he ask somebody else to do it? Most people are very busy and they don't have the time to teach their children themselves. So the Shulchan Haraf and the Kuntres Akron of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Sifkot Aleph, says, L'lamde mikra mitzvah la'af. The mitzvah is on the father, l'lamde ba'atzmai, to teach the son himself. You can rely on the Rebbe who you hire to be his shliach. So I saw that the Sefer, Mekadesh Yisrael, quotes from the Sfas Emes, that every year, at the beginning of the school year, the Sfas Emes would write to the Rabbeim of his teach of his children that he's appointing them to be his shliach, to be teaches children Torah. But now the Mefarshim ask that we know that the klal is mitzvah bar yosim v'shluchai. It's always better to perform a mitzvah yourself than to ask someone to perform it on your behalf. So, if somebody is able to teach his children Torah, shouldn't he teach his children Torah himself? So there's a very interesting word from the Yismach Moshe. He says that whenever you're paying your shliach to do something on your behalf, then there is no klal or mitzvah bar yotzim v'shluchai. I saw others suggest that at the midst of Talmud Torah, that a parent has to teach his children Torah, we have to look at what is the tachlis, what is the goal of this mitzvah. And the goal of this mitzvah is that the child should know how to learn. So as long as you facilitated, as long as you facilitated that your child knows how to learn, that is having accomplished the mitzvah. And I saw a very nice fart. The mitzvah of teaching children is not the mitzvah of l'marat ha-mesem espenechem, but rather the mitzvah of v'shinantel v'nechem. What does v'shinantel v'nechem mean? That your son should know how to learn. However, it's clear that even though, as we're learning now, one fulfills the mitzvah by sending his son to yeshiva, and certainly if he pays tuition, certainly I saw from the Sar Shalom Mibels that he says that if somebody learns with his children himself, there is no question that that child will be successful in learning. Up to the degree that I saw a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. If somebody is indeed learning with his son, and while he's learning with his son, he's learning with his son at home, and somebody comes to collect staka. So even though normally there's a klal, Isaac b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, learning Torah is not in that category. And the way the explanation is, because if you're going to spend, we're supposed to learn Torah all the time. So if we're going to have the rule of Isaac b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, when you're learning, then you're never going to fulfill any mitzvahs. However, if the here, when you're learning with your child, you're not just being Mekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah. You're being Mekayim the special mitzvah of Shinanto Venecho. You're Mekayim the special mitzvah of Lamaratem Oysem Es Benechem. And there's a question in the Paiskim how to view that mitzvah. Do we view that mitzvah as a part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And as we're learning now, when we speak about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we're saying that there is no ptur, there is no exemption of Isaac mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah by Talmud Torah, or these separate new mitzvahs that one has an obligation to do, and you could say Isaac mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Certainly, I saw that the Paiskim suggest that when one is in a time when a child is not in yeshiva, then certainly a father has an obligation to learn with his child. And I saw a very interesting vort from the Satmar Rebbe. They once came to discuss with the Satmar Rebbe Zitzal that perhaps they should institute that they should have yeshiva on Chol HaMoed. The children are maybe wasting time on Chol HaMoed. Wouldn't it make sense to have yeshiva on Chol HaMoed? So he said, so Satmar Rebbe said that on Chol HaMoed, when the parents aren't working, when the fathers aren't working, that's when they can fulfill the mitzvah of Ishnantum Vanecha. That's when they can fulfill the mitzvah of Lamanatam Oysim Es Benechem, which is such an important mitzvah, which all year round they don't have the opportunity to fulfill. And therefore, since they have that opportunity on Chol HaMoed, let's not have yeshiva on Chol HaMoed in order that we should be able to spend the time, at least during that time, fulfilling the mitzvah of Shnatan V'Nechav L'Maratam Es B'Neichem, that through that way, we certainly will see much nachas from our children.